Now, friends, we come today to the 17th chapter of 2 Samuel. You have your Bible, and we'll turn there. And also, if you have our notes and outlines, you'll find them extremely helpful as we move along through this particular section of the Word of God. Now, we find that in this section here, we're following the different experiences in the life of David. We saw, first of all, the triumphs of David. And now we've been discussing the troubles of David, and he's really in trouble right now. His own son, the boy that I think he loved above everything else in this world, has rebelled against him. In fact, he is leading a rebellion in the kingdom against him. And this is something that, very frankly, was a heartbreak to him. And David withdrew from Jerusalem because he didn't want it to become a scene of battle and the city destroyed in a battle. So he withdrew. He sent Hushai back to join with Absalom so that he might give him wise counsel. Now, Ahithophel, who had also been an advisor of David, he has gone over to Absalom. And now we find Ahithophel and Hushai giving different counsel. In fact, they are giving contradictory counsel to Absalom relative to the fact whether he should attack his father David at that particular time. Now, here was the suggestion of Ahithophel. And I'm reading chapter 17, verse 1. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he's weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. In other words, if David could be destroyed, that would break the rebellion, and immediately Absalom would be made king. And the advice he's giving is a terrible thing, of course. And he says, and I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all return, so all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. So that now even Absalom agrees to this. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. Now it's a good thing Hushai was there, because he gave a different procedure altogether, and his strategy was different. And he gave to Absalom some very good advice, and it's unfortunate Absalom didn't follow it through.